The Resurrection Day of Our Lord, by W.B. Screws. The Pilgrim's Messenger. Have a pattern of sound words which you hear from me, in faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. -11 Timothy 1:13. Published monthly by W.B. Screws, Glenville, Georgia. 25 cents a year. Volume 17. June, 1938. Number 11. Entered at the post office at Glenville, Ga. As second class matter. The King James translators rendered the Greek word mia, by one, in Matt. 2012, where it refers to the 1 hour the 11th hour labor worked. And in the following passages they rendered it the same way, Mark 12:42, Mark 14:37, Luke 9:33, three times. Like 15, 8. John 10:16, 2 Peter 3, 8, twice, U.N. 18:10. Many other passages could be cited. Then, in order to preserve the idea adopted by the Church long before their day, that Christ arose on the first day of the week, they render mere by first, in those passages dealing with his resurrection. The most flagrant violation of the law of language is seen in the fact that, in order to support this same church decree, they render sabbatum by both Sabbath and week in one verse. That is to say, sabbatum occurs twice in Matt 28:1, and, according to them, it is Sabbath the first time, and week the next time. Hemera, the Greek word for day, is not in that verse. But the translators used day, putting it in italics, to show it is supplied. So their rendering of that verse is, in the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. The correct rendering is, now it is the evening of the Sabbaths. At the lighting up into one of the Sabbaths came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to behold the sepulchre. The 15th day of the month, Nisan, was the first day of unleavened bread, and was always a Sabbath, not a weekly Sabbath, but an annual one. Every few years it would occur that the weekly Sabbath was the day succeeding the annual Sabbath. The Jewish day commenced at sunset. The time from midday to midnight was called evening. Every evening was in 2 days. When Nisan 15 was the annual Sabbath and Nisan 16, the weekly Sabbath, the evening which began at midday on the 15th and ended at midnight on the 16th was the evening of the Sabbaths. That is, it was the evening, half of which was in one Sabbath, and half in the other Sabbath. This accounts for the phrase, the evening of the Sabbaths. This states the time when the Roman soldiers sealed the tomb of Christ. He had been buried some 24 hours. The phrase, one of the Sabbaths, is mion sabbatoon, in Greek. After rendering mia by one, in many passages, it was unfair to the public for the translators to render it first, in this place. It goes to show that they were more concerned about church doctrine than the truth of God. Pro is the Greek word for first, and the King James translators so render it in many places. It is just as easy to say the first day of the week in Greek, as it is to say anything else. If Matthew had intended to write this phrase, he would have put it, he prote hemerates hebdomados hemeron. There is no reason why he should have used the word for one, instead of the word for first. Nor is there any reason for using the word for Sabbaths, instead of the word for week. And if he had said one thing and meant another, how would anyone ever have known he did not mean what he said? In Lev 23:15, 7 Sabbaths, ending just before Pentecost, were set apart as a special group. The first of these came just after first fruits. When either of these 7 Sabbaths is referred to in scriptures, it is called one of the Sabbaths. A review of the passages in the Greek scriptures containing this phrase will prove it. They are Matt 28:1, Mark 16:2, Luke 24:1, John 20:1, John 20:19, Acts 20:7, Acts 16:2. Read these in their contexts. One of the Sabbaths is usually the first of the group, although in Acts 20:7, it evidently refers to a later one of the group. Christ arose on one of the Sabbaths, that is, one of the group of 7 weekly Sabbaths. That it was the first one of the group is evident from the fact that it was the day that immediately succeeded the annual Sabbath, and also from the fact that in Mark 16:9, it is called the first Sabbath, after being referred to in verse 2 as one of the Sabbaths. The resurrection of Christ occurred on a weekly Sabbath, which is our Saturday. This is fitting, for his resurrection demonstrates a finished work, not the beginning of a week of labor. In him we rest. Those who endeavor to study Greek, and have to rely on theological schools and lexicons that get their authority for translations from pagan writers, are to be pitied. The only trustworthy source are the 3 oldest manuscripts, the Vaticanus, the Alexandrinus and the Sinaiticus, written in 1st century Greek. Why should one seek information from those who never knew God, when they can take his word and translate it according to the law of language? If a rendering will not fit every occurrence of a given Greek word, the rendering is wrong. Ichmia is first in Matt 28:1. It should be so rendered in all passages where it is found. If Sabbaton is weak in that passage, it should be rendered weak in all its occurrences. Scholars want to make translation seem mysterious. It is simple. The concordant version of the sacred scriptures is based on the 3 oldest manuscripts. The translation is based on the laws of language. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in the fire, purified 7 times. CPS 12:6. What an affront to him, to undertake to translate them according to the pattern set by pagans. I will quote from The Meaning of Words, a lesson found in the Concordant Greek course, which is bound with the Concordant version. The following is a brief outline for fixing the meaning of kalos, which may be amplified by the student. The Authorized Version renders it, fair, goodly, good, better, well, honest, meet and worthy. The word good is ruled out, because agathos is its proper equivalent. Both terms are used in Luke 8:15. We cannot translate a good and good heart. As the word honest can be used in but few of its contexts, it does not seize the central idea. The thought is closely associated with good and welcome, item 2:3. It is applied to a great range of subjects. Fruits, seed, ground, pearls, salt, wine, acts, fighting, doctrine, conscience, etc. It seems to denote each of these in its highest perfection and development. For this, English needs a term besides good, which does not enter the moral realm. Good is opposed to bad and evil. This word is in contrast to a low standard. The nearest English word is ideal. This thought will fit and fill every context, though it may be somewhat strange at first. For fruit, etc., we may use the alternative fine, for ground fertile. It differs from beautiful in that the fineness is not in appearance only, but throughout. The tomb of the prophets are beautiful without, but not within, Matt 2:3:17. Beautiful, from the word dour, brings before us that crisis in all living things when they bloom and appear most agreeable to our aesthetic sense. Handsome likewise falls short of ideal, in that it suggests a more artificial or cultivated outward appearance, though this may arise from birth or breeding. While we are not considering kalos in this editorial, it seems well to give this extract, so the reader can see the method used in translating the concordant version. Is it not a safe method? Does it insult God by appealing to usage of words by pagan writers? The same method is used in translating Mia and Sabbaton. If first will fit every occurrence on Mia, and if words in whose company it is found will always fit into such a rendering, then first is the correct translation. But it will not do this. However, one does fit its every occurrence, and does agree with other words in whose company it is found. So, one is correct. The same argument can be made for Sabbatoon. If week will not fit in every case, then week is not correct. Language becomes corrupted. Before using the Greek as the language through which to express himself in the later scriptures, God purified it. If he were going to produce a revelation in English, he would not use dumb to denote both a person who cannot talk, and one who is without sound judgment. He would give it the former meaning only. He would not use the word chiseler when he meant to cheater, although writers use it in that way. Certainly it would not honor him if we should distort his meaning into corrupt English. Pagan writers often used words out of place, because the Greek language had become corrupted. But the translator should remember that God purified it for his use. The Handbook. The Handbook for Beginners in Concordant Scripture Study is in the hands of the printers, and, I think, will soon be ready for delivery. I thank all who have sent advance orders, and trust they will wait for it patiently. The booklet is intended primarily for classwork. Our young people are being neglected in some places. Perhaps there are some older ones who can be interested in the truth through this means. The booklet deals with things that should be learned first, in beginning to study the scriptures concordantly. There are two methods of classwork. A Sunday school class may be formed, or, and perhaps this is preferable in many places, a daily vacation scripture school should be held for, say, a week, this summer. And if you have not ordered a dozen copies, please do so at once. They are 10 cents a copy, or $1 a dozen. Return to main index page